Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34th of the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Rob Levin back on the show. Rob is one of the outstanding management experts of our time. He's the editor and CEO and founder and editor in chief of RSL Media. We've known each other, Rob, for a long time. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for about 14 years, and we've seen him grow as a thought leader and on a number of different levels. And he's here to talk to us about how to become really a better CEO. Rob Levin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. I always love the music that's queued up before I go on.
Well, it's all for you, Rob. You know that we do all this. We jump through all these hoops just for you, as you well know. So I
appreciate it.
So, Rob, as you know, one of my hot buttons, one of my soapboxes that I pontificate from around here a lot is try to help small business owners think of themselves more as a CEO and a little bit less as a manager, a little bit more as a visionary, a little bit less as an in-the-trench warfighter. And not all the time, but increasingly, trying to become a little bit more of a CEO. And you have an actual practical way of thinking about that when you talk about becoming redundant. I think we're talking about similar things, but your approach is a little more intuitive. Tell us what you mean.
Well, I'll tell you a little story about where this came up and where that expression came up. I was on the phone with a woman who I recently met. She's got a pretty sizable business. She's grown it from 2002 to a $50 million business today. And
wow.
I was helping her out with something. And she said, you know, I'm not even going to be in the meeting when you meet with my team.
Wow.
She goes, I love that. And keep in mind, she brought me into the, you know, into the business and all of that stuff to help them out. And those words just kind of struck a chord with me. Like she was really making herself redundant. And she was kind of at that point where she was redundant to a certain
mm-hmm.
point. I mean, she's still involved in the business. And, you know, when I think back, just like you, Jim, I have a lot of friends that are business owners. I mean, hundreds.
Right.
And some of them are just acquaintances, right? But the ones that are the most successful, I would say in 80 to 90% of the time, are those that have really got themselves out of the details of the business.
Mm-hmm. No, that's right. Well, but it can be by degree, right? I mean, I had one of my favorite examples was a client when I had my consulting company. I had a customer they were not having any meetings. They were having no meetings. All their people were yelling at each other as they passed by each other in the hallway, right? And I said, let's get a meeting together, and I said, you and I are going to sit over on the side. We're not even going to participate. And so we did. So I showed up early one morning. He got all of his managers in the room, and they just started talking to each other across the table, and it was unbelievable the productivity they were having, and he wasn't doing anything, which if I hadn't been there, he would have been all up in the middle of it, see? And he was able to sit over, I made him sit over there with me on the side watching this little experiment, and he said, wow, I had no idea that we had this kind of potential. And I said, I think my work here is done. I got up and walked out. They had, from then on till today, they have those meetings every week, and he doesn't attend them.
It's, you know, I kind of call it magical. I remember going back probably around 10 years, yeah, about 10 years ago, back when I had the New York Enterprise Report, which for the listeners who don't know, was a media company that served business owners. And I remember one day I walked into a meeting that I was late for, and they just all kind of turned around. They were like, Rob, we got this. I was like, this is awesome. This is what I always wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
And I literally remember going back into my office when they kind of threw me out of the meeting. And what happened was I was then able to work on this big strategic project that I had been kicking the can down the road for a period of
right.
time. It was just, and I just thought for myself, like, this is awesome. Now, it happens by design. The business owner needs to design that, and there's a lot of different things that go into that.
You got to hire the right people first, and then you got to learn how to delegate. See, your becoming redundant theme is very similar. It's essentially the same thing as learning to become a better delegator. But you got, as Rob said, you got to do some things in front of that to make this even possible. And when we come back, we're going to get Rob to help us with that. Rob Levin and I will be right back. RSLmedia.com. Is that right, Rob? Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.